good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, January 18th, 2017. And this is Live Talk Diaspora Forum. My name is Chris Gande.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Tonight on Live Talk, we're talking about the inauguration of the 45th President of the United States, Donald John Trump.
Trump, the New York businessman, defied all odds to beat a Republican team of 17 presidential hopefuls and went on to win the presidential election against Democratic Hillary Clinton.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you right back.
A Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 919 medium wave frequency and on 13860 kHz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
Once again. Tonight we are talking about the inauguration of Donald John Trump as the next president, and this will be on Friday.
And so tonight we want to hear your views on this issue. Remember, also we are going to discuss about President Obama's government extending sanctions on Zimbabwe by yet another year. And we are going to hear from you your views whether the incoming President Donald Trump is going to maybe remove those sanctions, or he will continue with what President Obama has done. That's what we are also going to hear from you callers, Chris.
Yes, so if you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly and our number is 001-202-619-2077 and we are going to call you right back.
Ongu nasi vatereri nevatariri nyayatina mudariro pachirongwa Diaspora Forum. Tirikutarisa nezvekugadzwa kwemutungamiri wenyika yeAmerica anenge ari wechimakumi mana neshanu 45th president vari vaDonald Trump, avo vakakwikwidza vakakwanisa kukurira vaive nhengo dzebato ravo remaRepublicans vavaikwikwidzana navo vaikwana kuita gumi nevanomwe musarudzo dzemaprimary elections. Vakazokwanisa zvakare kuenderera mberi vachikunda amai Hillary Clinton vakanga vachimirira bato remaDemocrats. VaTrump vari kutoreswa mhiko yekutonga nyika yeAmerica. Musi wechishanu chino ichi, panguva imwe cheteyo, president weAmerica vaBarack Obama vakawedzerawo zvirango zveZimbabwe negore. Saka vamwe vari kuti aiwa, zvirango izvi hazvinyanyotyisa nokuti vari kupinda vaTrump vanogona kusvikozvibvisa. Yavangati kurivhesa zvakasiya zvaitwa navaObama. Vamwe vari kudaro vachitarisa vachiona zviri kuitwawo nehurumende yavaTrump yatotanga zvakare kubvisa mutemo weObama Care Act wakanga waiswa navaObama wekubatsira vanhu kuti vange vachiwana kurapwa kwakareruka. Asi zviri kunzi nevamwe vanenge vachipikisawo mutemo iwoyo kuti aiwa, hausi mutemo wakanaka, saka hurumende yavaTrump yatotanga kurivhesa nyaya idzodzo. Ndosaka vamwe vaine tarisiro yekuti aiwa, kana izvo zvirango zvakatemerwa hurumende yavaMugabe nevamwe vavo zvinogona kubviswa. Ndo zvimwe zviri kutarisirwa zvatati tikurukure nhasi pano pachirongwa chenyu Diaspora Live Talk tiri muno muWashington DC. Chris.
Yebo Jonga. Ye, lamhlanje balaleli sikhuluma ngodaba lokugcotshwa kukamongameli omutsha welemelika okhethwe yena ngenyanga kaLwezi ngoNovemba ke lapho akhethwe khona. Kodwa ke njengoba lisazi umthetho weAmerica lapha uthi wona ungakhethwa ngoNovemba ugcotshwa wena ngoJanuwari mhla ka-20, okutsho ukubana kusukisela uNovemba December uyabe kulokho kulomongameli obekhona yena obe ngumnumzana Barack Obama. Njalo sizabe sikhangela lokuthi khona izijeziso zenotho ezifakweleyo ezafakwa kudala, kodwa umongameli Barack Obama wazingezelela wathi hayi, eleZimbabwe kumele inkokheli yakhona le yafakelwa ama sanctions iqhubeke kunjalo kodwa ke njengoba sike sezwa umnumzana Trump esithi yena okunenge okwenziwa ngumnumzana Obama ukugoqela Obama care uhlelo lokwelapha abantu okuthiwa khona yi health care ngesilungu lokunye okunenge okunjalo umnumzana Trump wathi yena hayi mina nqangena nje ngizahle mfake isandla sami ngicitshe konke lokhu osekupheke ithemba abanye elokuthi kutsho ukuthi nxa umnumzana Trump engasusa izijeziso zenotho lezi kutsho nxa engasusa konke imithetho le kutsho ukuthi layo izijeziso zenotho ulazo ukuthi azesule kodwa ke abaningi abamaziyo uTrump bathi hayi nxa ekhangela yena udaba lwezwekazi le-Africa ngumuntu jonga ongasoze athi yena hayi uthi Africa konke uncedo olokade lukhona i-aid leyana kumele isuswe bese kusenziwani kwenziwe i-business
hanzi banda ukuthi kwa business zvemari muzvina business ari kupinda uyo saka ari kutaura kuti aiwa zvekungoba tsira vanhu kungopana kuti rubatsiro hazviyamure panofanira kuitawo kandiro kanoenda kunobva kamwe America ichipa ichiwanawo kubva mune zvainenge ichipa itongotarisa nhoroondo zvishoma yenyaya dzekugadzwa kwevatungamiri muAmerica kana kuti the inauguration history but kuti the inauguration of the president of the United States is a ceremony to mark the commencement of a new four-year term of a president of the United States. An inauguration ceremony takes place for each term of a president, even if the president continues in office for a second term. Since 1937, Inauguration Day takes place on January 20, following a presidential election. The term of a president commences at noon Eastern Time on that day when the Chief Justice administers the oath to the president. However, when January 20 falls on a Sunday, the next day on Monday, January 21, ndopane pakuzoitwa pakugadzwa munhu. Asi chikuru chandanzwa apa ndechekuti 12 o'clock dzikangokwana dzemusi wa 20. Munhu iye atoo mutungamiri wenyika.
Yeah. Hayi, jonga siyafunda okunengi lapha kuthiwa khona i-democracy. America has been a democratic state for more than 200 years. And you know, countries like Zimbabwe, we are only 35 years into, well, you can call it a democracy.
Tirikuteerawo. Tirikuteerawo. Nyaya iripo ndiyo yekuti nhoroondo yekugadzwa kana kutoreswa mhiko kwevatungamiri venyika muAmerica inoitwa musi wa 20 January poga poga panenge pachipinda mutungamiri mutsva muoffice nguva padzinongoti 12 to noon kana yanzi yaidzi matunoon 12 o'clock dzikangokwana atoo mutungamiri akutogadzwa tinonzwa kuti nguva iri kutariswa kugadzwa vaTrump iri pakati pa half past 11 kusvikana
12
quarter past 12 handiti pakati ipapo ndopazvinenge zvichitariswa kuitwa asi 12 dzikakwana kunyange vasati vagadzwa vanenge vatove mutungamiri wenyika yeAmerica zvinovewo zvinhu zvinofadza asi tiri kutariswa zvakare mangwana kuti kuGambia kugini
iGambia
kunenge kuchitariswa kutoreswa mhiko vaBaro asi tanzwa kuti mutungamiri wenyika iyoyo vayaya Jame vanenge vati aiwa ngazviendeswe mberi kwatoiswa inonzi state of emergency yemazuva anokwana kuita makumi mapfumbamwe 90 days munyika imomo zvakureva kuti vanhu vachabvumidzwa kuungana kana kusangana vachitaura zvematongerwo enyika zvichireva kuti zvakutotarisawo zvakare kuti vanhu vaungane pachigadzwa vaBaro ndo imwe dambudziko ririko ndokusiyana kweutongo hwejekerere muAmerica tiri kuona muri kumhanya mhanya vanhu vachigadzirira kuti masimba achinjanwe zvakanaka murunyararo asi kuGambia uku kune kwatoita dambudziko nyika dziri muECOWAS dzatotanga kugadzirirwa kuti aiwa kana vakasabva vega mangwana musi wechina vayaya Jame vanofanira kubviswa nechisimba ndozvakutariswawo kuitwa kune dzimwe nyika vamwe vachingopanana zvimuti zvekumhanya zverelay pasina kutaudzana asi mumwe aroda kurambira chimuti
jonga ali qiniso lele siyabona kuba naba omongameli bamazwe yaizwe azile Africa kulobu nzima lapha. Anyway, jonga, we have our first guest, and that's Mr. Dan Moyo of the Movement for Democratic Change, led by Mr. Morgan Tsvangirai, and he is the chairman here in the USA. Mr. Moyo, welcome to the show.
Thank you, sir.
Great. Yeah. Now, we're talking about the inauguration of Mr. Donald John Trump, and it's going to be on Friday. And we have seen this process unfolding since he was elected in November, and which means from November up to now, we have been having President Barack Obama, you know, waiting, clearing his the White House and the office, you know, his bed and everything is leaving. What do you make of this kind of democracy compared to what we have seen before, where someone is elected and they don't want to leave office?
Yeah, well, that's typical of African politics, where we have this problem of presidents who want to stay in power despite the wishes of the people. In America, it shows that their democracy, or this country's democracy, is working because the choice of the people is respected according to the Constitution. When somebody's term is up, they vacate and transfer power peacefully to the next leader, which is something that we would like to see happen in African countries. I heard you mention what's happening with President Jammeh, who's refusing to step down despite losing the election. We've seen that happen sometimes in subtle ways, where there's election rigging and results not being produced in a timely fashion. For instance, if you look at the Zimbabwe situation in 2008, it took a month for the results to be released. Whereas here in America, it's instant democracy because the results are released as they come in, which then does not give opportunity for people to rig.
Mm-hmm. Tinoonawo zvakare vamwe paine nyaya yezvirango zvakawedzerwa nava Barack Obama paZimbabwe apa, mutungamiri wenyika waRobert Mugabe nevamwe wavo muhurumende. Mungatarisira hero pangaita shanduko kupinda kwave kuita vaTrump panyaya iyo yezvirango?
Tichatedzera zvakataurwa naTrump from the beginning. Ari very supportive of my sanctions as it era. So hatisi kuona kuti kungaite problem. In fact, tingaone masanctions acho awedzerwa because Trump pachake hafariri zviri kuitika kuZimbabwe. He said on numerous occasions kuti nyika dzandakaita sana Zimbabwe na Uganda uko kwana Museveni pane vanhu vagara vari mapresident for makore akawanda vasingavhumidzi democracy kuti acharwisana navo. Saka tiri kutarisana naye tichida kuona kuti angatibatsirewo nesu nesituation yedu kuZimbabwe.
Yeah, Mr. Moyo, you know, there were, of course, fake stories, fake news stories, you know, where Mr. Trump was alleged to have said some things about Mugabe and other African heads of state. Now, separating the good from the junk, the fake news and all and everything else, what do you make of Mr. Trump and his attitude towards Africa?
Well, his attitude right now, not only towards Africa, but towards all other countries in what we call the global village, is that he's pursuing an isolationist agenda for the U.S. More like a splendid isolation, where he's rebuking organizations such as NATO and all these other organizations for climate change and all that. It seems that he's hell bent on going it alone for the U.S. and pulling the U.S. out of some of these agreements that have been in place for quite some time. I think his attitude is molded more towards similar to what we saw with the Brexit, where the British decided to pull out of the European Union. So we obviously going to see an America that's more internally focused than it is internationally.
Thank you, Mr. Moyo. Please do stay on the line. Chris, we now have Mr. Gadzira Chirumanzu, a political analyst and ZANU-PF member. Mr. Chirumanzu, welcome to Studio 7 Live Talk.
Well, thank you.
May you, if your radio is on, maybe lower the volume a little bit? It's echoing back.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you so much. We are discussing about the inauguration of Mr. Donald Trump on Friday to become the 45th president of the United States. What do you make of this development, considering the relations between Zimbabwe and America?
Yeah, well, it's very difficult to not tell at the present moment. But, of course, what we can say right now is Obama, is it last week or 2 weeks back, he reimposed the sanctions on Zimbabwe. So, well, maybe it will depend with the Donald Trump's administration to lift them or not, or to try to mend the relationship between his government and Zimbabwe's government. But all the same, I think Zimbabweans need to understand that this country belongs to them, and they must not pander to any whims of any government. Yes, we know that is a country. We are not an art.
I think we are having some problems with connections, phone connections with Mr. Chirumanzu there. Hello, Mr. Chirumanzu. I think we may call you back. We are having problems with the phones. But just for interest sake, Chris, Mr. Trump, this will be his first public office. He has never held any public office.
That's interesting.
He's a well-known business tycoon, a billionaire, in real estate and reality TV shows. But now this will be his first public office.
Wow, that's interesting.
And that's a grand entry into politics.
Yeah. Which shows you can do it too, Jonga.
Oh, I think so. But I have to have a real estate business first. Yes, Mr. Moyo.
Mr. Moyo.
Hello, Mr. Moyo.
Yes, I'm here. I can hear you.
Ah, okay. Well, we are having problems. I think the phones, the connection to Zimbabwe, they are not as good as we were anticipating, but we can continue with you there. Maybe, Chris, you can throw a question in Sindebele to Mr. Moyo.
Yeah, Mnumzana Moyo, siyabona lamhlanje ukuba naso kusele amalanga amabili nje kuphela ukuba uMnumzana Donald Trump aphathe intambo zokukhokhela ilizwe leMelika. Ungathini wena nxa ukhangela khona okwenzakalayo sikhangela eZimbabwe ukuthi siyazi ukuthi kumele sikucabange kodwa ubona kusenzakala yini ukuthi uMongameli Mgabe aqhubele uMnumzana Tsvangirai amakhiyethi hayi usunqobile ukukhetho.
Well, ngesindebele sithi okungapheliyo kuyahlola. And nakho ke siyabona ukuthi impilo singathi nje ilizwe lonke jikelele umhlaba wonke izinto ziyatshintsha and nakho-ke masibheke lokho silala ithemba lokuthi lelakithe leZimbabwe kuzofika isikhathi lapho abantu abazophakama khona bame batshele uMongameli Mgabe ukuthi isikhathi sakhe sesanele sekuyisikhathi sokuthi aphume kungene omunye umuntu oyabekhethwe ngabantu kuma-elections a free and fair. siyazi ukuthi izizini zamgabe ongafuna uphuma esikhundleni yibusela abenzayo isikhathi sonke lesi elapho. So obviously uyazi ukuthi angaphuma esikhundleni ikhona i-opportunity yokuthi engaye etilongweni. So even though siyazi ukuba uMorgan Tsvangirai aye said ukuthi hayi thina akulandawa yokutshona sigijimisana lamaxhegu asezigugele ukuthi siwafake entilongweni. Ma ungaphuma nje peacefully uyeke abantu beZimbabwe bakhethe umuntu ongiyena abafunayo ukuthi abuse silakho ukuthi sikudedelele njengomuntu osevele sezigugele oseseduze lokuthi ayibonana lo mdali wakhe.
Ah, siyabonga kakhulu Mr. Moyo, stay on the line. Chris, we have Mkoma William vari ku South Africa. Makadi Mkoma William. Aiwa tiri wapenyu, tinoimba kuti vese vamuinawo ikoko nevatiri kunzwa avo vari kutaurawo pamusoro pehurukuro yedu vari kubackground uko vapenyu zvekuti.
Tinotenda ndafarawo nekupinda pachirongwa.
Aiwa isu tinotenda kuti makwanisa kunge muchifonawo muchipinda muchirongwa. Mungatiudzawo pfungwa dzenyu pamusoro pehurukuro irimwe.
Nepfungwa dzangu. Kukona kwangu ndinoona sokuti hapana chinokwanisa kuti chichinja pano kuti America inyika ine rusununguko haina kufanana neZimbabwe inoitwa kumbindiro kakava kupinda kwakaita vatoramba zvizukuru kuti pane chingakwanisa kuchinja chetinotokumbira chii tinoumbire kutoti tivatokwanisawo kutoti betserawo kuti mhandi dzinotitambudza dzezanupfc tikwanisa kuti tuitwe maelections ari furi tikwanisa kuti tisarudze mutungamiri wakasununguka watinoda tisatambudzwa kunyika dzevamwe.
Asika izvo zvinogonawo zvakare kungoitwa nenyika yenyu yeZimbabwe sezvo iri nyika yakazvimirira isingatongwe nedzimwe nyika yavanogara vachitsimira vamugabe kuti sovereignty.
Zimbabwe pano neza panhauye nauye Zimbabwe panotoda kutoti debu zvaitokwanisika kuti pavane vamwe vangatogona kubatsira nekuti tingahwina asi kuti problem ndeyekuti chero tikahwina ruling party iripo inongohwina kanza kungorambirira kuti muenzaniso sekubhivita ko mhirishonga yatika zvinotoratidza kutoti kuzotipa mapresidential elections anotevera next year hakuna chinobuda kurobwa kwevanhu saka hapana chetinofira ipapo tinototarira kutoti dei vatokwanisawo kutibetserawo vakuru zvakatoita vakuru vekune dzimwe nyika vakwanisa kutibetsera zvakaita vana United Nations neSADC neAfrican Union.
Asi tichitarisawo pazvirango zvakatemerwa Zimbabwe navaObama zvavakawedzera nerimwe gore, munofunga kuti vaTrump vangaita chii pamusoro pazvo?
Inogona kwangu vanogona kuto vagona kutopamhidzira futi zvakare magore nekuti America America pachayo haiva vangaiti umbimbindoga nekuti vava vane vavanotonga nawo kuti vozosvika vochinja mutemo uwo wokuti vanobvisa vanoise zvirango bla futi zvirango izvi zvakatemerwa vavemazvinoti zvakatemerwa vanhu vari muzanup f yodzedzi hoho dzadzemuzorodzi ndo vakatemerwe zvirango saka handione kuti zvirango izvi zvinobva ini ndonatso kuti vagona kutowedzera pamusoro peizvozvo.
Aiwa maita basa zvikuru. Mukoma William, muri kupi kuSouth Africa?
Ndiri kuPietersburg.
Pietersburg, kumusha muchibva kupi?
Kumusha ndinobva kumasvingo kuzaka.
Zaka rinopisa.
Pazaka jerera.
Aiwa maita basa zvikuru, mofarisa muri.
Vari kukunzwai, tinotenda Mukoma Jonga, ndafara nekupinda muchirongwa.
Ko hamugoni kukuruma ndevele?
Ndevela handigonini.
Aiwa zvisinei Mukoma, maita basa zvikuru.
Ndatenda zvizhinji.
Thank you so much. Chris Mukoma William in South Africa is hoping that maybe the Trump administration will put pressure on Zimbabwe to hold free and fair elections. Yes, but also remember these countries, Zimbabwe will tell them that we are a sovereign country and we do our things our own way. But still, if it talks, maybe Zimbabwe will listen to whatever they will say. Mukoma Den. Mukoma Moyo.
Yebo, Mr. Jonga.
Yes, there's this issue of immigration, and many people in the diaspora, especially here in America, are fearing that maybe come the Trump administration, many people will be deported. What are you hearing from fellow Zimbabweans with regards to this development or this issue?
Yeah, actually, we are seeing a huge increase in people joining the MDC so that we can assist them for filing for asylum. I guess it's really because of what is going on with some of the statements made by Donald Trump. It seems though that his statements were really targeted at the Muslim community, more so people coming from Syria. But we don't know, because I don't think the Congress would allow him to be selective in terms of ethnicity or religious background. So it has a propensity to affect all immigrants across the board. So we do encourage Zimbabweans that are here and have not yet fixed their paperwork to visit us and join us in the fight to dislodge Mugabe. And in the process, we also assist them in getting changing their status here in the U.S.
So, Mr.
becoming legal citizens.
Mr. Moyo, you are seeing numbers, people coming in their numbers. Are they, just a rough estimate, would you say there is a, what would be the number?
I can tell you that we are seeing almost one or two people per day joining since Trump was elected.
Okay, and most of them, they say their paperwork is still not in order.
Yeah, we know that there is quite several thousand Zimbabweans living here without a legal status. And we are seeing that now, that there's this fear of Trump deporting people.
Asi vamoyo tichitarisa mamiriro akaita zvinhu nenyaya idzo dzitinoona kuti muno muAmerica vanhu vakawanda vakakwanisa kuchibuda pachena kuti vanotsigira nyaya yekuti vamwe vasiri vemuno vanga vachipinda munyika munomu mushure mekunge vaTrump vati vakukwikwidza muchigaro cheutungamiri. Vanhu vakawanda vakachionekwa vachitaura kuti aiwa hatidi vekunze ngavadzokere kunyika dzavo. Munofunga here kuti imi iyo Congress ingateerera vanhu vose ivava ichizodzika mutemo wekuti aiwa chidzingwai?
Nemaonero angu handioni kuti ingaite nyaya iri izi kuti ipase muCongress, because tese toziva kuti nyika ino iyi yakavakiwa nevanhu vanobva kunze. So ma strides that have been made pamagore afura aya emacivil rights and immigration rights, handioni kuti chinhu chingangochinjwa very fast kuti takudipota vanhu. I think vanhu vacharamba vachibvumidzwa kugara munomu vachiuya, but I think pamavhiza pavachatanga kuomesa kupa vanhu mavhiza.
Tanzwawo muchitaura nerurimi rwechirungu kuti muri kuonawo vanhu vari kuti wandei vari kupinda mubato renyu muno mudunhu renyu reAmerica vachitsvagawo zvakare kubatsirwa nenyaya dzemapepa. Mungatsanangurawo zvakamira sei?
Basically, isusu seMDC, kana vanhu vekumusha vachiuya kwatiri vachiti naivo vada kutijoina kusapota MDC kuti tibvise Trump, tibvise Mugabe pachigaro, nesuwo tinovaongorora kuti pavakabva kumusha uku vakabva vachitiza here mirionga iriko ikoko, ende vanhu here vagara vari masupporters epato redu. And then isusu tine kushandirana kwatinoita nemaimmigration judges nemaimmigration courts across the country, because tisu tiri recognized as the main opposition kubva kuZimbabwe. Saka togona kuti tivasapote pamaapplications avo easalam.
Saka huwandu huri kuwanda zvakadii kana muchiti muna vanhu vakawanda? Vanenge vari vanhu vangani vamungatarisirawo kana pamwedzi vari kuuyawo kubato kwenyu?
Ndingangoti zvangu since kubva kwaTrump, we are seeing manumbers akati wandei And ngamboti at times it varies month by month, but tukuona vanhu vanosvika even 20-25 per month vachiuya kuzojoin.
Thank you so much, Mr. Moyo. Chris pane nyanda nchiwono angu muma pepa umunase anzi wa Trump panangu wa shitora office ndo wanenga wari mutunga miri mutsa anenga ine rutsiguro wano wa shoma shoma kana wata arukufaru wane wano zishoma. Anzi Donald Trump will take office as the least popular incoming president. Just 40% of Americans have or a favorable opinion of him. Saka ameno kuti vanozosimuka ndofunga.
But we have to note that these are the same pollsters who told us that he was losing.
Yes.
So now I don't know whether to believe them or not.
Ndizvozvo. Tina Baba Shupikai vari ku South Africa. Makadii Baba Shupikai?
Mukoma Jonga Moroi.
Ndiri mupenyu makadii mukoma wangu?
Tiri kutamba.
Ndiudzei kuti mvura iri kunaya sei ku South Africa. Turi kunzwa kuti vanhu vakakumbira mvura ndokubva Mwari avanzwa, saka aiwa iri kunaya.
Kuno zviri nani iri kunaya zvayo, asi kumusha uku yakabva yauya yakawanda.
Yawanda kumusha ndekupi?
Isi tobva kwamurewa.
Kwamurehwa? Ndiri kunzwa kuti kwamurehwa uko ndaitaura nemumwe munhu achitaura nezuro zvikanza pane rimwe nzvimbo yandinozivo iriko kuinonzi pana chivake achiti aiwa bridge iroro rinenge richiri kuyambukika, asi nderimwe remabridge anoti kwakazara mvura rinenge rinoti kanganiswe kufamba nepana shavanhu vapo tichienda kunosvika kuna muhume uko.
Ichokwadi ichocho.
Aiwa titaurirenyu zvamunofungawo panyaya iri mudariro iyi.
Panyaya iri mutariro mukoma Jonga hapana machanges apa. Nekuti isiso vacho maZimbabweans hatisina kubatana, tichiri kurwisana. ZANU-PF ichiri kuita humbimbindoga, haisati yakuragidza kuda kubatirana nevamwe, kuti nzwisisane nevamwe. Saka masanctions haabviswe. Anotokwanisa kutowedzerwa. Nekuti mukuru ari kupinda uyu ari kurakidza kusafarirwa nevanhu, ende ari kurakidza kuti isisu hatisi kunyatsomufarirawo. Saka hapana chinochinja. Hapana chinochinja kusvika ZANU-PF yava kutyidzanawo nevamwe, yava kurakidzawo kuda kubatsirwa, kuda kubatirana nevamwe, yasiya zvairi kuita zvekuti inongozviitira zvehumbimbindoga, zvekuti Zimbabwe nyika yakazvimiririra but ichizoda maheo pamberi apo. Saka for now kuchinja masanction handi kuona iri imwe nyayawo isingaitiki iyoye.
Munoziva chimwe chiri kuita kuti vamwe vandambotaurawo navo vanorerekera kubatiro ZANU-PF vafunge kuti zvinogona kuchinja. Vari kuti vaTrump vanenge vanodyidzana neRussia, Zimbabwe inodyidzana neRussia, dzimwe nguva ndo panogona kunge paine triangle yacho ipapo.
Ipfungwawo dzavo. Asi America chaiyo yakazvimirira kuti ingabatsire Zimbabwe, ndokuona dziri nhema dzatinotaurirana nokuti mutungamiriri havadi nevarungu havavadi, ende vevarungu vanozviziva kuti mutungamiriri havadi Bhabwe. Saka I don't think kuti mangaita machenji. I don't think so.
Aiwa maonero enyu Baba Shupikai. Mofarisa Shupikai naamai Shupikai neimwe mhuri yose iri ikoko
anogara kumusha, tichambovaone here isu vabeno kuZimbabwe ikoko? Iziri kubasa kuno.
Aiwa kana mwedzi wazove wenyu kana mwedzi wazove wenyu pamune vakuzoenda kumusha, nokuti vakawanda vainenge vachingoti mwedzi hausi wangu handisi kuuya.
Okay guys, thank you very much.
Maita basa. Thank you so much. Chris Baba Shupikai from South Africa, is Zimbabwe in South Africa. He's saying he does not see anything changing with the incoming new administration, the Trump administration. He says America remains America and his position on Zimbabwe will remain the same. And remember also there will be demonstrations on Friday against Mr. Trump.
Oh.
So maybe you can throw a question to Mr. Moyo over
there. Yeah. But before we go to Mr. Moyo, we would like to, a video in which our own Gibbs Dube went out there and spoke to some people out there near the capital where everything will be happening. Let's take a look.
I think a lot of people are, still obviously upset over the results. But then there's also, you have people that actually believe in his message and, of prosperity and then, also creating jobs. When you talk about jobs, that's like one of the top concerns of a lot of Americans, given, the current economic system and the current job market. So the fact that he, I think, is talking about jobs and bringing many jobs back to the country, I think he's getting a lot of points, but again, there's still also a lot of lashback also with a lot of the things that he says and even on social media, so it's sort of like a back and forth, mixed feelings right now. So we'll see how everything goes, and hopefully, it's not all just words. He is the president now, or will be the next president, so it'll be interesting how he's gonna try to unite the country.
Yes, that was Jessica. She's an American, and she's saying what most people are saying, that hate him or like him, Mr. Trump seems to have an edge when it comes to the economy, because even those polls are saying the same thing, that Mr. Trump,
will change things,
maybe because he's a billionaire. I don't know. But anyway, we have another listener before we go again to another video. We have Lung from South Africa. Kunjani Lung?
Kukhona kunjani baba?
Yeah, siyaphila. Ungasiphi imbono ngedaba esilalo lamhlanje?
Yeah, kusho ukuthi kweyami imbono engiyibonayo. Kunabantu ababukeka bethi bona babona ngathi uTrump angase I keep my sanctions la abebe tembune libusa la kithi kusho ukuthi ngokwembono yami nje ngibona sengathi bayazikhulumela nje ukubeka nje ithemba lokuthi mhlawumbe kungabe njalo ngoba uma ungathi uyabhekisisa kahle kahle indlela igovernment yakithi echothoza ngayo i-America ne-Britain and uthola ukuthi bakhuluma ngokuthi i-America ne-Britain ingenelela endabeni zaseZimbabwe and then bangabantu ababi bangabantu abayenza izinto zibe likhuni lapha eZimbabwe kodwa uthole ukuthi ngapha elizweni into ezenzakala ezenziwa ebantwini izakhamizi lezi ezafaka icembe elibusayo nje kugovernment zinzima zikhona ukuthi i-America ezenziwe ebantwini bazo bangale kuba-America so lingani ithemba elithi ama-sanctions angakhitshwa. Into engiyibonayo nje ukuthi nje esingase silindela sesisenkingeni enkulu kabi efana nakubo-Afghanistan nakubo-Iraq sokuthola sekuhlaselwa mpela uTrump ukhanye ngumuntu olekhanda eliqinile nje ongalaleliyo futhi ongenandaba nokuthi ubani ukuphethe kanjani ngoba already ungumuntu onemali onganenye umuntu ongaceli lutho emntwini so thina kuningi esikudingayo esifuna ukuthi singasizwa yomeza afana nabo-America kodwa ke siyabachothoza ingakho ngisho ukuthi yabona lokho ngasenza sithole induku impela ayencane ngoba vele lo muntu ubekeka iZimbabwe eyibheke eyikhombe ngomunwe nje ukuthi ilize eliphethe abantu ngesihluku. Imbono yami lapho wena baba.
Ye, ubona ungani singamthola yini latho wethu uTrump khonapho eZimbabwe?
UTrump uvele ukhona vele nathi siyazibonela nje indlela esiphila ngayo nje.
Ngumbani uTrump osilayo?
Hey baba, ngoba yabona sikhuluma endaweni ezirongo kabi ongatholi ukuthi singahle sizifake enkingeni ukuthi wena nathi sithe kodwa siyazibonela nje indlela esiphila ngenduku ngayo nje ukuthi uTrump lo khona ozongena akahlukile nje noBush olo waphumayo nje wayavele wangena naye ngendlovu iyangena neyonke lamazwe la ayibona kanje ukuthi vele nayo aziphethe ngathi afuna ukuba phezulu ayesabeka ekwendaba so yile nto nje kufanele sihlalele evalweni noma singathi siyajabula ukuthi mhlawumbe uTrump uzoba ngibona kodwa-ke akufanelanga sibose ukuthi uTrump lo ufihle induku emqubeni yayibonindaba.
Hayi, siyayibona. Ungaphi kwe-South Africa?
Ngise-North Cliff.
Oh, not the
Mawe has the Oakland Park in St. John Alang and the Oakland Park.
Oh, hi. Swung illegal cool.
Hi, Siawonga.
Thank you so much. Chris, we have Mr. Chirumanzu is back with us now. Mr. Chirumanzu?
Huh?
Hello, we apologize for the bad connection, but welcome back.
Yes, kurikunaya kumusha, I think that's the problem.
Ndo kubudirira kwenyika, hanzi mvura kuwanda kwayo, hanzi nzara yemvura yakanaka pane nzara yezuva.
Kugeza zviri zvose.
Hanzi munamato iri kunzwikwa, vamwe vari kutaiwa. Komanda agriculture yakakumbira mvura zvino mvura yacho yabva yawandisa futi.
We are going back to our roots. Pakati wa mitoro namapira.
Aiwa ndizvozvo. Pane vateereri vanga vachitaurawo nyaya yekuti havaoni paine shanduko dzinoitwa nekupinda kuri kuita hurumende yava Trump. Vachiti waiva nekuti America inongoramba iri America hapana zvikuru zvinotariserwa. Zvino ndongo yanga nhare yenyu yanga yamboti donei. Amene kana muine zvekutsanangura pamusoro ipapo penyaya yamamushaura yezvirango pava padimuka foni yenyu.
Ndanchitaura ndichiti, you know, America sokutaura kwamuri kuita ikoko inongoramba ichingori America. Haigoni kuchinja. Asi inokwanisa kuchinja nokuti murume avapo yezvino uyu. Isusu tinobona sokuti munhu ari pragmatic, munhu asina diplomacy, munhu anotaura sezvazviri. Samataura anongoita wova mugabe kuti aiwa zveZimbabwe ndedu hongu tinoda vanasahwira. Asi vanasahwira ava havafaniri kutidzinyirira. Saka ndo mavonero atinoita kuti zvichachinja kana kusachinja. Ameno. But asi chiri kuitika ndekuti iye zvino the world yaakuchinja. Udzanyiriri wechi super power ho huri kupera bijana bijana akatopubvira kuti America wo tobvira kuti zvozvi realize avo sokuina kwakaita Trump muno anga
big. I think we have lost Mr. Chirumanzu again. He says that heavy rains are pouring in Zimbabwe. I think that's the main reason why there's that disruption on the phone connectivity. But he was saying that, since America is America, he feels and thinks that the incoming president, which is Mr. Donald Trump, is a different man who says things as they are. He calls a spade. And he said he's like Mr. Mugabe, who also is known for saying what's in his mind. That's what Mr. Gadzira Chirumanzu is saying. So he thinks that maybe Mr. Trump may change some of the things that America has been doing, Chris.
Yes, Chonga. We have another guest. That is Dr. Chipo Dendere. Dr. Chipo? Dr. Dendere? We just lost her. Anyway, we'll go back to Mr. Moyo. Mr. Moyo, are you there?
I'm here, sir.
Yes, Mr. Moyo, you heard just that bit from Mr. Chirumanzu. He's a ZANU-PF member. We were hoping to hear how he makes of the kind of democracy that we are witnessing compared to the one that we are used to back home in Zimbabwe, where we have one president for 35 years. But unfortunately, the line is not allowing us to do that. But in any case, Mr. Moyo, what do you make of Donald Trump as the man? Yes, we know. I mean, we saw a lot during the primaries. To make a judgment, you know, based on his arguments, what do you make of him?
Yeah, first I had a question for Mr. Chirumanzu. Unfortunately, his phone got cut off. Because my question to him was, what has changed in Zimbabwe that makes him think that America can start looking at it favorable? Because to us, it's still the same. As you have said, Mugabe has been there 36 years. All the reasons that led to the sanctions that were imposed on him and his cronies, nothing has changed. In fact, things have gone worse. We have seen how he he has stopped demonstrations which are legal according to our new constitution, how people have been attacked when they're trying to voice their dissatisfaction with how the country is being run. Mm. So there is really absolutely nothing that ZANU-PF or Mugabe has done that would compel the Americans to withdraw the sanctions.
Mm-hmm.
Now, going back to your question about Mr. Trump, the man, well, I guess there are different schools of thought about his approach to politics, and I think he fed on the narrative, even though false, that America is failing as a nation because of the democratic rule. But we all know that that is untrue, because when Barack Obama took over this country in 2008, it was in shambles. Unemployment rate was over 10%. Gas prices were shooting through the roof. There was no health care for poor people. And all that has changed. And the unemployment rate now is below 5%. So clearly, if people wanted to be pragmatic and rational, they would have realized that Trump was just selling them air, so to speak. He was just, I guess, in a way, going for their weaknesses, in that maybe people just had a general hatred for Barack Obama because of his ethnicity. And also, if you see the people that voted for him, mostly are rural people with lower education. So he really capitalized on something that he realized, that if he sold his message to these people who are not well clued into what's happening worldwide and even in the country and other areas, then he could convince them.
Mm. Thank you so much, Mr. Moyo. Please do stay on the line. Chris, we welcome again Dr. Chipo Dendere. How are you?
Yes, I'm good. How are you?
We are doing fine. Thank you for joining us here at Studio 7 Live Talk. Maybe you can give us your thought on the swearing-in of Mr. Trump as the 45th U.S. president on Friday.
I was listening to CNN, and I think most people, most academics that I've met over the last 4 months or 3 months have been very upset and concerned about the election. But someone on CNN said something that really struck me. They said the beauty of American democracy is that someone can get sworn in and someone leaves office. And we're not seeing that a lot. In the Gambia right now, Jammeh is making it impossible for the president-elect to take his place as the new president. And so in America, regardless of how people feel about Donald Trump and the fact that Hillary won the majority vote and the Electoral College, the most beautiful thing about American democracy is we see this turnover, this exchange of power between individuals. And it will happen in a peaceful way, even though we saw some protests. But something else that's also very beautiful about American democracy is that legislators, people in the Senate and Congress, can choose not to attend the inauguration in protest. Mm. And some people will be upset about that and say, you know, this is disrespectful to the president. But no, this is the First Amendment, right? This is the beauty of democracy. I cannot imagine another country where people will say that they're not going to attend the inauguration and the president will not try and abuse them or use his power to force them. It's that, right? And then on Saturday, I'm going to Washington, D.C. I'll be part of the Women's March in Washington. Mm. And that's also very exciting to me that, you know, I told friends in Zimbabwe that I was doing this. And people's immediate response was, you know, be careful about the baton sticks and water cannons and tear gas. And I said, no, not at all. I mean, the police is working extremely hard. Like, the police is working extremely hard to make sure that the marchers, the protesters, will have protection, that the pathways will be clear. And so you've got these two events happening at a time when America is very divided. There is a lot of contention. But I think people forget that even when Barack Obama first came into office, there were some that were deeply, you know, opposed to him. I was in Colorado Springs at the time of the election, volunteering, and I went to a Bible study the day before the election. And there's women who were young like me at the time, I think I was 23 or 24, so very young. And she, in her prayer, she said, God protect us because tomorrow the most unqualified and the scariest person is getting into office. And she was referring to Barack Obama. And this was somebody that I knew, you know, this was a friend. And that was her prayer. And she said that even knowing then that I was volunteering for the Obama campaign. So I think a lot of people forget that this happens almost every time that somebody is elected. And of course, with Trump, the concerns, people's fear is more pronounced. It's a little bit louder. There's a lot that's going on. Yesterday, I was watching the swearing in of the Secretary of Education, and she said some things that were very concerning. Not just to Democrats, but to Republicans as well. So it's a very contentious time. But I think at the heart of America is this process of democracy. And guess what? You know, Americans, they can comfort themselves knowing this, that if Donald Trump doesn't do well, in 4 years, they get to say goodbye to him.
Mm. Thank you so much. Please do stay on the line, Chris.
Yes, Jonga, let's watch another video now where our Gibbs Dube went to the Capitol, near the Capitol, where everything will be happening on Friday. And he spoke to some people. He is one of them.
Ngombono wami okunenge ukuthi inkokheli zethu esilazwe Africa le zilobuhwaba. Ngenxa yobuhwaba lobo azifuna ukuphuma ngoba zibonani zingaphuma aziseye zenelisa ukuthi zibe zisidla zikapula okukapula donga lokhana okwabuyayo. So kuqakathekile ukuthi inkokheli zethu zibe le nhliziyo zokuthuthukisa uZulu, hatshi ukuthi zigcwalise zazo izikhwama zodwa. Kuqakathekile ukuthi lathi sifunde ukuthi ngeva isikhathi eside umuntu umongamele kumele achiye adedele abanye babuye labo bekhokhele.
Oh, thank you so much. That was a Zimbabwean who is living now
here in Washington.
Yes, yes. We go back to Mr. Moyo. Mr. Moyo, what's your take on what Dr. Dendere was saying? You know, she's obviously happy with the kind of democracy she's seeing here.
Yes, indeed. I think she has valid points in that regardless of who won the election, there is a constitutional process which cannot be changed by somebody overnight and deny, even though there are a lot of people who would wish Obama could continue as the president. Clearly, the American Constitution does not allow that, and there is respect of ruling law, unlike what we are seeing in Africa, where presidents refuse to vacate their seats when they lose elections. So, yes, the American experiment is working, and unfortunately, we don't see that happening in our African continent. More so because these African leaders, they sort of coalesce with each other, and they look at they look after each other's backs, and therefore you won't find other presidents, even from democratic countries like South Africa, Zambia, actually condemning what is going on, because they each are in that for nefarious reasons, mostly corruption, nepotism, and self-aggrandizement, and not necessarily to lead according to the people's wishes and prosper their nations. It's mostly to prosper themselves and their families and those around them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe, Junga, let me throw a quick question to Dr. Dendere. You mentioned that if people are not happy with Mr. Trump, they are going to show that after 4 years. But knowing the democracy here, it can be earlier than that, and the process is called impeachment. To what extent do you think this can be used to, get rid of a sitting president?
I think, so we haven't seen someone impeached in recent history. The latest example that comes to mind is Bill Clinton with the Jennifer Garner story. And I mentioned that because a couple of days ago, there was a press conference with a lawyer representing a woman who said that she was sexually assaulted by President-elect Trump. And they would like to see something like the impeachment process take place with that. So perhaps there is that possibility that could happen with that case. But I think that the American democracy has made it difficult to simply impeach someone. Something like what happened with Nixon would have to happen before, or maybe worse. And that could happen a lot. I mean, the election itself was an upset. It's not something that people expected that it would happen. So if people have legitimate reasons of why that should happen, people will take it up in Congress. But we have to remember that Trump comes in at a time when both houses are controlled by Republicans. And if the confirmation hearings are any indication of what's going to be happening in the 4 years, it's that the Democrats and Republicans are not going to be seeing eye to eye. And so Republicans will not vote to impeach Donald Trump. I don't think so. At least that's what I got from watching the confirmation hearings. In fact, the one last night on education, Senator Lamarck Alexander, he kept saying, I'm doing this process because that's what you guys did to us when Barack Obama was in power. That's what you guys did to us when we were trying to confirm Barack Obama's secretary. So I think that animosity or that tension between Democrats and Republicans will make the impeachment process a lot harder and more difficult. But it will also do something else. It will make it a lot harder for Republicans to simply repeal everything that President Obama has done.
Maybe ningo kunetsai zvakare Dr. Dendere ndanzwa muchitaura nenyaya kuti muchabata nemanga madzimai musuwe mugovera kuya kunoratidzira. Mungangoti in 30 seconds dimu kutsanangura pamusoro pekuratidzira ikoko.
Wangu tichange tiri ku Washington kubva mangwanani vakadzi vachitaura nezve kubudikidzira kwemamirirwo evakadzi muhurumende yaPresident Trump. Nyaya yakanyanyisa kukosha, I think, kuva madzimai ari kuya inyaya yeequality, nyaya dzesexual assault nenyaya dzezvemari economy, kuti vanhukadzi vangabatsirwe sei kuti vawanewo mugariro wakanaka.
Aiwa, maita basa. Imi mune muchiuya makamirira sangano revekuZimbabwe here kana muri kungozvirirawo semugari wemuAmerica?
Ndikungozvimirirawo semugari wemuAmerica, asi kuZimbabwe ndiri part of organization inonzi Women for Women. Nhasi tava nemusangano wedu wekutanga wakamirira tagline yedu inonzi She Votes 2018. Saka ndanga ndichitoudzawo vamwe vangu kuti ndiri iko kuWashington ikoko ndichatsvaga t-shirt yanguwo yakanzi She Votes, ndotsvagawo t-shirt yangu yakanzi Women for Women's March on Washington. Nekuti zvinhu zvatakamirira mumapato ese aya zvakangofanana, kubatsira vanhukadzi kuti vaselectwe muhurumende nekumirira zvinhu zvinoti affecta isu sevanhukadzi.
Aiwa, maita basa, Chris.
Yes, Mr. Moyo, unfortunately, we are running out of time. And just your closing arguments, what would you say to Zimbabweans? Should they emulate this kind of democracy?
Yes, I think as an institution, the process itself is very solid. The American process for electing presidents and just the nature of how they conduct themselves, the Congress, the Senate, and the respect for the rule of law is something that we want to see in Zimbabwe. And that is really what we as MDC have been fighting for since the inception of our party, to bring that democratic change to Zimbabwe, because that is the only way I think Zimbabwe can get out of the situation, the quagmire.
Thank you, Mr. Moyo. Unfortunately, we've run out of time and we wanted to give Dr. Dendere just a few seconds to make her closing arguments.
I think, I'll close off by saying that I have complete faith that democracy is the best form of government anyway. And if you don't trust that democracy is good, take a few hours and go to a middle school playground and see how kids treat each other. And then imagine a world where we treat each other like that without structures of governance that protect us from ourselves.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. That was Dr. Shipo Dendere, and you also heard from Mr. Dan Moyo of the MDCT. And we'd like to thank our listeners as well for chipping in. The name is Chris Gande. Good night, Zimbabwe.
Pamwe chete na vachiru manzu, kunyangwe nare wanga ichinetsa, tinokutenda zvakare. Ndini Jonga Kandemiri, mchitimarari zvakanaka vateereri nevatariri.